It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
And today on the Chadron State Sports Journal radio show and podcast, we're proud to have Nashawn Jernigan with us, a sophomore on the Chadron State track and field team. Nashawn, how you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. How you doing?
I'm doing great and really looking forward to talking to you. I'm glad we could get some time with you after class today to talk about all the success you've had with the Eagles. And we'll start with you're a back-to-back All-American in the field. Last year, the triple jump, and just recently at Nationals, you earned the indoor All-American in long jump. What's it feel like to be a two-time All-American?
It's definitely a blessing since the second one was actually really earned. The first one I counted, but you feel me? The second one is definitely it's a life goal for me, so it definitely feels amazing.
Two different events, Nashawn, the triple and the long jump in your time. Did you compete in triple jump this year too, or did you make a switch over to long jump exclusively?
Well, I competed like a couple meets just because it was like my knees wasn't really liking it, so my coach just let me favor the long jump and really try to take initiative in the long jump, but I did a little bit of the triple jump this year.
Is it hard for you to have an injury kind of set you back in one event and force you almost into another one? Do you miss the triple jump in that sense?
Yeah, I mean, I told my coach before I didn't really like the triple jump just because of my knees, but he thinks I'll be like, that's my bread and butter for real. So I try to just stay Mamba mentality for real and like not let the injury hold me back. I try to just put it all in one.
All right, we've got Nashawn Jernigan with us on the show, and you put it all in one. That was the long jump and earned that All-American position. Will you take us through this year's long jump at Nationals? You know, what was the competition like? Who were some of the guys you faced? What was the experience like? Take us through that for this year.
It was good. It was just me and my coach out there, so it was definitely like a good like little bonding experience. So I got to know my coach a little more. He got to know me a little more. Being at Nationals, the competition was actually really good, coming in at number 7 in the country. So there was a couple more guys ahead of me that had a lot of good marks. And when we got there, it was big. It was a nice little group of people. They gave us our gear. They gave us our numbers and stuff like that. And then they didn't really let us warm up a lot. So that was one of the negative things about it. But other than that, just going out there and being able to, like, be on the TV, knowing that people are able to watch me, it definitely gave me energy boost for real. But the other guys out there, they're definitely good. I learned a lot from the people that were ahead of me just by their technique and what got them the first place, like the Kaizen David, the first place winner. I seen a lot of his technique, so it's like I just trying to carry it on to my new technique now.
Yeah, that's cool. You get to pick up stuff in how other competitors go about how successful they are and their technique, like you said. And do you get to talk to those other guys? Do you kind of, I don't want to say bond necessarily because you are competing against each other, but you are all in that same group of superior athletes at the college level. Did you get to meet some of the other guys from the other schools and talk to them, or did even COVID have some of that that disallowed it too?
Well, the only jumpers I really talked to were the UCCS guys because just during conference, when it isn't really as competitive, I got to know them more. But when it came to Nationals, I try to stay real, like, serious and competitive because where I'm from, competition is everything. Like, there's not really – even your friends, if your friends are there, it's still, like, you're not my friend right now. It's competition time. So when I was at the meet at Nationals, I wasn't really trying to get to know the other guys. I was just trying to, like, really lock in and focus so I could try and get – to the finals and get the All-American.
Yeah.
I talked to a couple of them, like, just they were asking me, like, what'd you come in as? And I'll keep conversation very simple because I was trying to stay real locked in.
You bet. Locked in. Love it. We've got Nashawn Jernigan with us, CSC sophomore from the track and field team. Last year, before the pandemic and right when it was becoming a big thing, Nationals got canceled because of it. Of course, I know something that is obviously going to stick with you forever. You were supposed to compete at that national event. Do you remember how you took that news and what kind of feelings you had once that opportunity was sadly taken away?
Yeah, it was me and my teammate Brody Roden, and we was really excited because it was like our first Nationals. And then when our coach gave us a text like, "Yeah, they canceled it, we have to go home," me and him were just like, we were in shock, like, "Wow, they're not letting us compete." So now it's like we looked at it as like the NCAA really saved the other competitors because that was our first one, so we was really ready to go out there and show and represent Chadron. But since they took that away, it was like we came out to the next indoor season. We were like, yeah, we really got something to prove this time for real.
So it sounds like you definitely used that that disappointment as a motivation, you know, and after that and in the off season and going into this season, was that always in the back of your mind and pushing you to do a little bit more and train a little bit harder to make sure that when you got back this year, you were able to take advantage?
Yeah, definitely, because when I got home, my coach had texted us the news, like, yeah, they named us All-Americans, and everybody was, like, congratulating, and I was accepting it, but I'm in my head, I'm like, I didn't even really compete yet. I didn't earn it. So it just gave me motivation. Like, yeah, I can't wait to see how they're going to react when I actually earn it and I actually compete and actually solidify myself in the D2 track world. So the first one wasn't really – it was definitely motivation.
Two-time All-American Nashon Jernigan from Shadron State on the show and the podcast today. Your outdoor season gets started this weekend in Pueblo. How excited are you to get things going outside and hopefully under some sunshine?
Oh, I'm definitely excited because now that I got to All-American, I know that there's a lot of room for improvement. So I'm trying to go out there this weekend and really just start getting my marks, start PRing immensely.
What are the expectations overall? You said the PR, but what kind of stuff do you want to see from yourself and from your team as a whole with Shadron State as you get into outdoor?
Oh, I just expect, because it's our first outdoor season in about 2 years due to COVID, so I just expect everybody to go out there and just get comfortable with the jumping outdoors, because jumping outdoors and indoors is two different ball games. So I'm just expecting everybody to go out there and just get comfortable. I'm expecting myself to just practice my technique and perfect it. So I'm looking for a PR, but at the end of the day, I'm really just looking for consistency at this point,
Nashon,
at least for the beginning.
Yeah, you bet. Sorry to cut you off. I was going to ask you what you feel like the biggest differences are. You said that they're so different, indoor jumping and outdoor jumping. What is it that makes those two so different?
The temperature, especially being on this side of the country. I know the temperature gets a little cold in Colorado and stuff. So jumping outside where it's cold instead of jumping inside where it's normally like pretty warm, that's a big difference. Wind plays a huge factor in it. You know, so it might make you jump good, it might make you jump bad. It's just for outdoors, that is really different.
What do you have a preference? Do you like indoor or outdoor better, one over the other, or do you just kind of take them each and individually and enjoy them the same?
Well, I haven't been outdoors in a while, so I'm starting to get used to indoors. But my boy that does track too, he said outdoors is really where it's at. Like competing nationally, being outdoor All-American is definitely better than being indoor because the competition is way better. But yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to the outdoor season.
Yeah, that's great. Nashon Jernigan with us, a sophomore with CSC, pumped up and ready to go with the outdoor season. Final couple of quick thoughts with you today, Nashon, then we'll let you get back to things on campus. What's your major here at Shadron State?
Sports recreation.
What do you want to do for a career or a job in that sports recreation area?
I definitely want to be a coach. I want to give back to like my community back home because we don't really have a lot of track coaches, so if I could become a track coach in my city at my old high school or even potentially out of college when I'm older, that would be the goal.
That's awesome. Is there a coach or a mentor back home that really impacted you that made you think, hey, I want to impact kids positively in the way that this person did for me and kind of steer you into that career path?
Oh, yeah. My coach, Johnny Shepherd, I'm normally a basketball player. I never really did track before, but since I was able to jump high in basketball, he really, like, pushed me into doing – he was a track coach, and he definitely influenced me to do outdoor track. And he pushed me to do triple jump and long jump, and he was really, like, my guardian angel in the track world coming into high school. So I definitely owe all my success to him.
Boy, that's impressive. You didn't even do track, and then this coach able to find that inside you as a basketball player and bring out an All-American. That's great stuff. And you're from Massachusetts, Nashon. Tell us a little bit about your hometown and your family.
Oh, yeah. My hometown is – it's not really the best place, but it's definitely it'll make or break you. So I just think of myself as a product of my environment. We had a lot of good athletes come out, but a lot of athletes didn't really make it in the end. So I'm just trying to really put on for my city and show that good things could come out of being from Massachusetts.
Shadron State's Nashon Jernigan learning a lot more about our All-American in sophomore track and field at Shadron State. Nashon, thanks so much for the time today. Congrats on the All-American, and looking forward to following your outdoor season here with Shadron State this year.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Chadron State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.